Go ahead now.
I'm releasing battalions of angels, and those angels will help people come and repent. Mm. They will push people forward to the place they should be instead of where they are at the moment. Mm. And those angels will show the way, they will lead the way, and they will open a new way, and they will rise people up on their feet, not to remain seated anymore. In Jesus' name, all those angels are released. Yes, for Wales, for the people of Wales. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, it is so.
Amen.
Amen. I bid the heaven open in a very new way. If it's it or soon to come, I don't know. But there will be great changes. And I believe that the glory will be outpoured in a way that people have never seen before. I believe that new things written in the Bible will come forth. It says that greater things than Jesus did, people will do. And in our lives, in our bodies, the Holy Ghost is living. He was there when Jesus was resurrected. The power God used to create the world lives inside of us. And it's time that this power will show in a way that love is all people need. Mm. And love is the outpouring that will come.
Amen.
I can see that the sky there will be signs and wonders on the sky. People will see angels. They will see doorways on heaven. And God will pour out like a river over them with joy. And people will be released and renewed.
Yes. Yes.
Healed and delivered in just a blink of an eye.
Yes, yeah. I just said that. A blink of an eye in my heart. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I think many, many people go around today and feeling a bit hopeless and thinking, what am I doing here? What is going to happen to me? Why do I live? And I think the answer is close.
Yes, I believe the Lord is going to give people kingdom identity when he pours out this power of his love and delivers them from the darkness and the veil and the shrouds of false light that the enemy has placed among them in the false church of man. And I believe, Lord, that, you know, you called me to walk this valley and parts of Wales, and you told me to go in and pray over certain churches, and you even had me weeping on the floor for the people. And you said to me, Mary, you are honoring me, so I will honor you, and I will save them in spite of their apostasy and their double altars. And you even showed me that the blood of Christ constrains the enemy and prevents him from returning to those churches. And so I applied the blood of Christ on every door both spiritual and physical, of those churches. And these were churches that Charles Wesley had planted and that other people were raised up to plant during his mission to Wales. And so when they walk through the doors of these churches now that are being filled with worship, true worship, I believe that that blood is going to suffice. It's going to be sufficient for all our needs. And as soon as they walk through the door of that curtain of blood, immediately they're going to have a spirit of sorrowful repentance leading to conviction of sin. And all they need is that to approach the Lord and be clean again. And they'll want to be clean. They'll come running saying, I want to be clean. I want to be clean of all the things in my life that dishonor my Father and keep me from his throne room. And I believe that's going to happen because the blood of Christ will constrain the enemy from entering there and lifting up his voice to prevent this outpouring of the Holy Spirit and the latter-day rains and the miracle signs and wonders of healing and deliverances. And that it won't be able to stay. The enemy can't lift up his voice like the raven used to lift up his voice and discount the little ones who went forth preaching in his name. No, the Holy Spirit will have the last word. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit's going to have the last laugh. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory.
Christina, when you spoke, I just felt in my spirit, you know, a confirmation of just what you said.
And when before she spoke, even before she spoke, I had a dream last night of all the rivers bursting their banks, and there was floods and floods in the streets. And I cried out to the Lord and said, oh, forgive me, Father, I forgot to pray over the banks of the rivers that they would not burst, because there was a huge rainstorm last night. A lot of rain fell. So I did wake up and pray, and I asked the Lord to protect our lives and property. But then he showed me that this was also a river of his living water that was flowing through the streets that would lead people into the places where he would have his witnesses to bless
That's
them.
Good.
And then I went outside to my neighbor to give her an Easter card, and she said, oh, you wouldn't believe how high the river is. It's right up to the very lip of the bank.
Oh.
And that is the biggest river, the Wye River. Yeah. And so, yeah, it was both spiritual and a physical river. And now, just like the song that he had me write based on the prophecy that was spoken for over 60 years by a man who heard it from a young lad in 1950s, I believe this is coming. He said it was released in 2014, Arthur, before he died. He said, finally, I'm living in this day to see this release, the first breath.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Yeah, so it shall come as a breath, and then the breath will bring the wind, and the wind will bring the rain, and then torrents, floods and floods will come. And that's the rivers of living water, the glory of God. And then torrents and torrents and torrents will pour out of the living water. And souls will be swept into the kingdom like leaves from mighty oaks in a hurricane, which I believe is a hurricane of the presence of God's love in every part of every place in the United Kingdom and through the world. And then it says in the last part of the prophecy, that you will see arms and legs come down from heaven. New parts, spare parts. And the rich will embrace the poor. And I asked the Lord, I said, what is that? You know, I mean, because I didn't know about spare parts and I was a bit confused. And he said, showed me Times Square, where David Wilkerson has his church. And almost more than half of those people who go to his church are veterans who've had their arms and legs blown off in wars. So they're going to come out into Times Square, rejoicing, leaving their wheelchairs in the church dancing in the streets, and the rich people who walk to Wall Street and go to work every day are going to see these people who they've seen going in wheelchairs to church all the time and on their lunch break. And they're just going to be amazed. They're going to say, what happened to you? And then that's how God's going to get the rich people into heaven. Woo! Is it impossible? No, nothing is impossible with God. All things are possible with God. Hallelujah. It said in the Bible that Jesus said, it's harder than a rich man to enter the eye of the needle in the gate than it is, you know, it's just as hard for a rich man to enter heaven. And I don't know which apostle said, well, how, what can we do, Lord? And he said, with man, and that's impossible. But with God, it's all possible. Sorry?
When they see the signs on heaven, they will be so amazed because everybody can see it.
Yeah. Did you see the cloud that looked like horsemen coming down from heaven? It was on Facebook today. You got to look at that. It's the horsemen. And
I have clouds outside my window now that looks like stairs.
Wow.
It looks like stairs. I've been looking at them for a long time.
Hallelujah.
And today when I took some photos. And if you see over the head.
Yeah.
Over the head of Daniel, it looks like there is a platform with angels.
Woo!
I was amazed. I was just looking like that. Wow.
Yeah. See, he's opening our eyes. He's opening our eyes to see.
Just
yeah.